Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork. I'm the host. And what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. All right, welcome to another edition of This Week in Silverlight. I'm joined by my guest hosts, Brian Henderson and Kelly White. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
And as always, we talk about all things Silverlight. Today, we have a very, very special guest. I know I say that every week, but we have just a series of great guests. This week, it is John Papa from Microsoft. John, hello.
How you doing?
Doing great, man. It has been a while since we've had you on the show.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked, and I think it's been over a year.
Yeah, so now you're at Microsoft.
Yep, been here for almost a year now, and it's been very exciting, interesting, a lot of new opportunities.
Great, yeah. So we have some questions for you. I'll let Brian kick it off.
How long have you been at Microsoft there, John?
I started October 19th of last year, actually. I remember that day because it was a horrible, horrible rainstorm when I got to Seattle. My wife nearly picked us up and put us back in the plane to go back.
Well, you didn't like our welcome. Sorry about that. It's been an amazing year. Just a lot of stuff's come out, tutorials. The Silverlight TV is an awesome show. Good stuff there.
Yeah, anything you can tell us about Silverlight TV coming up, John?
Yeah, we've got some changes that I'm going to be announcing soon and some that I've already announced over the next year. It's done well. It's almost at 2 million views total for the year, and we started in January.
Wow.
We've had 44 shows, and I've got six sitting on my hard drive right now that are ready to go.
Awesome.
And one of those is actually an interview with Scott Guthrie, which will be airing, I think, on the 23rd or the 30th of this month. But don't hold it to me. I still have some editing to do.
That sounds great. Can you tell us anything about the topic?
Yeah, basically, Scott and I sat down and talked about Windows Phone 7 and Silverlight and kind of what our key features were in both of those and how we think it's evolving. And we talked a little about the future of Silverlight as well. One of the cool things on the show, which I thought I was being real new wave here, we did the interview outside on the soccer field. And I forgot it's actually when I normally play soccer on campus. So we sat in the corner of the field, and I kept on thinking in the back of my head, what if one of these guys hits an errant kick and it hits Scott in the head?
That'd have been awesome. I shouldn't say that.
No, I don't think that'd be awesome. So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, uh-oh.
See, I'm imagining like all these corporate security types like come swarming out of nowhere.
All the suits came out. Yeah, and we actually originally planned it in the end of the episode. I was going to have Scott, do one of those I'm on a horse from the Old Spice commercials, but we didn't get that far.
Oh, and ripping off his shirt would have made Silverlight TV. Made you come off the air, maybe.
No, but I think it was a good interview. Basically, we didn't talk too much tech. We just talked about kind of the future and where things are heading. And Scott's always a good guest, so I think it's going to come out good.
Also, John, you just done a little world tour of Silverlight 2 over in Asia and with Australia.
Silverlight 2?
Yes, also I think he means.
Yes, right. Ah, gotcha.
Yes, I hope so. I was just waiting.
Yes, yes.
So, I was over in, I went to China and Hong Kong and then New Zealand for a couple trips, did a couple customer visits, some internal visits, talked with some big companies, some small ones. I actually did our first Silverlight TV in China over there, which I'm not sure when it airs. We'll have to find out. But it should be relatively soon. And then we went over to New Zealand and did Tech Ed New Zealand, helped out with a keynote, and did two packed houses for sessions on both Rio Services and Silverlight Out of Browser. I got to tell you, there's some really, really cool stuff going on in those countries. There's my first time to all of them and met a lot of great developers, and the interest in Silverlight was really huge.
Mm. Is there anything you can tell us what's going on over there? Or?
Yeah, there's a couple. I actually gave Dave Campbell of Silverlight Cream fame a couple of hints and things that he could tweet out. One of them was a website called silverfuture.cn, I think is the URL. And it's got some really cool games that Silverlight developer put together. There's another one from Cena Finance, which actually showed at Mix. I believe they had a session at Mix 2010, and I looked at their sites. That's one I hadn't looked at in a while, but that's a really cool site. It's kind of like a Yahoo-ish type site in China. So some pretty cool stuff.
So now it's been a while. I think Brian was pointing this out before the show. It's been a while since you've done some speaking in North America, and we were kind of hoping. Well, actually, so we're going to PDC. Kelly and I signed up. Brian, are you signed up for PDC?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, great. So we're all going to be there. Anything you can tell us about you speaking at a PDC or potentially speaking there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been kind of a nice summer where I've been able to relax a little with just doing some user groups and some other country conferences. But starting in October, I'll be speaking at PDC. I'm doing a session. I forgot the exact title, but I called it Kung Fu Silverlight, basically. Ooh. So it's a 300 or 400 level session on some Silverlight topics. And, of course, business applications and MVVM will be part of that because that's what I love. We'll also do in the week before that, we got the Patterns and Practices Symposium, which Carl and I were just having a meeting. Carl Schifflet and I, we're going to do a MVVM session there and kind of do a, I think it's titled The Angel and Devil in Your Head. So you'll have to figure out who's the angel and who's the devil in that combination.
you and Carl, I can imagine.
Interesting.
The names he comes up with
Carl,
for his
Carl's
presentations.
He's really, really good. Carl and I get along real well, and he's really good at what he does. And we're going to do a real good banter back and forth about, okay, so you're doing MVVM. We get what the view model and the view is, but what do you do after that? I mean, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with that? And we kind of throw out all the different options and why he doesn't like mine and I don't like his. And so I think it'll come off well. We're practicing it now. And
nice.
Beyond that, we've got Tech Ed Europe coming up, which I think I'm not doing at this point because that would be 4 weeks in a row of conferences. And then we've got Dev Connections in November, which I am doing. I'll be doing a workshop with Dan Wallin on Silverlight, and then I've got two or three sessions on the Microsoft Day. And then I'm going to be doing, this will be the first time ever announced, on December 2nd, we're holding a Silverlight Firestarter here in Redmond. And I have not released the agenda yet, but by the time the show airs, the agenda should be out. And all you guys, I hope, will be there. We're going to have a live audience here, and we're going to have a great keynote from Scott Guthrie and a bunch of other guys. We're also going to have a Q&A panel from a bunch of people, and I'm organizing this so we're going to stream it live throughout the world. And we're also going to have interactive chat and some labs, and it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff. So
John, is that going to be that Silverlight Firestarter on the 2nd? Is that just going to be a single day like they've been in the past?
Yes, it is. It's going to be a single day of 10 hours.
Well, so John, you're coming out with a book, is that right?
Yeah, me and Jaime Rodriguez and Yohai Kiriati.
Oh wow!
And it's called Learning Windows Phone.
So I got a question about your book. What is the difference between that and what Charles Petzl's been working on? You guys, why would I want to buy yours versus get his for free?
Because mine is better, of course. No.
Touché.
So, yeah. I actually said I wasn't going to get involved in another book, but then Jaime and Yohai just came up to me and talked to me about a month or so ago, and they had started the book, and they asked me to get involved in a couple areas. So we're kind of splitting it three different ways now. The big reason I like the way the approach they've taken in the book and stuff that I've added to it is it kind of skips beyond the basics. I think, you know, we have the basic chapter one, you know, of getting into Silverlight and Windows Phone. But beyond that, it dives into, you know, here's how you do stuff with Windows Phone. And then we do a lot of tips and tricks throughout the book. So I got to tell you, I know you guys have met Jaime Rodriguez and Yohai in the past. And these guys are brilliant. And they've been using, they are Windows Phone evangelists here. And they have been using it from the get-go. And anything they found that was wrong with it, they found it. And, you know, they've been working with the teams very closely. They have more tips and tricks about this. And actually, they started that new show on Channel 9 called Inside Windows Phone, which Jaime has a great episode up on. It's like 40 minutes long of performance tips and tricks. So why should you buy the book? Because it's going to have a lot of good stuff in there. It's still going to work for beginner-level people, but I think the best way to describe it is Charles's will get you, you know, end-to-end on Windows Phone. Our book would be a complement to that book to get you a little deeper.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, great.
That's kind of the way I've been seeing it.
Yeah, I'm starting to fill out my imaginary Windows Phone 7 bookshelf, and so definitely your book is there. I mean, your Silverlight 2 book, I'm a big fan. It's a classic, you know, the data access book, as well as for Windows Phone 7, Charles Petzold's book. I'm not sure if I'll actually get a hard copy or not, but that's certainly in the works, and then Sean's book too. So, man, it's
there's a lot of books coming out, as you know. I bet you there's going to be 12 or 20 books coming out.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're hoping to have some rough cuts ready around PDC. It hasn't been confirmed yet or not, but it's going to be tight. We're hoping to have a couple chapters available for people at PDC.
All right, so we also have some exciting news, or this, of course, isn't exclusive to us, but the Windows Phones tools are going to be released later this week on the 16th, so depending on when we get the show up, a day or 2 days after we post the show. Anything to say about that, John?
Yeah, I tell you, it's really exciting. We've got some great tools in there. There's some surprises and things that we're talking about putting out there as well. And I think people are going to be excited. I think the big thing everyone's looking forward to is the panoramic and the pivot controls. So people have seen them, but they haven't been able to play with them yet through the public beta, and those will be in there as well.
Yes. So what time can we download the tools? What time usually?
You mean during the day?
Yeah, is it when I wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time?
I'm not sure the exact time, but if you'd like, I could arrange a delivery from FedEx to your house at 9 a.m. How would that sound?
See, it's like Christmas morning for him when he gets up, you know, and nothing worse than looking under the tree and seeing nothing, I guess.
You know what I always don't like about the day of is when the tools come out and then everything's got to aggregate across all the different servers.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can download it, but I can't because it hasn't aggregated. I get so impatient waiting for it.
Exactly. Especially for our Asian and our European audience as well, because they start a little before us. So I think typically it's afternoon Pacific time to come out.
I learned about the New Zealanders when I was down there, the Kiwis, they were telling me that basically they get everything first because they're the first ones in the time zone.
Nice.
And the extra dateline.
All right, John. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for all of the great information.
Hey, it was great talking to you guys again.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 3 or Silverlight 4, check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's where we have information about Silverlight consulting and development. If you're interested in training, check out the Silverlight Tour, where I'm an instructor.